in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, speaks about one who came to Jesus and said, "Good Master, what good thing shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said unto him, "If you will enter into life, keep the commandments. Thou shalt not do murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother, and love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said unto him, "All these things I have kept from my youth up. What lack I yet?" And Jesus said, "If you will be perfect, go and sell that you have, and give to the poor, and you shall have treasures in heaven, and come and follow me." But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, because he had great possessions. I read another story about two young friends graduated from college with high hopes and great ambitions. As classmates, they often talked of the great good they would like to do for mankind. Each wanted the world to be a better place because of him. Almost as they walked away from their graduation, their lives followed different paths. One drifted from job to job, trying to find his niche. Before long, he began to drink in order to forget his disappointments. Within a few years, he was a broken human derelict. His classmate took a position with a great bank. He poured all of his energies into his work. By careful planning and plotting, he went from post to post in the bank until he finally headed the vast financial empire. The day came in later years when the man who had made a wreck of his life, like the prodigal son, came to his senses. He remembered his old friend and classmate and sought him out. The two old friends stood face to face, one broken and wretched human failure, the other a rich and powerful man. Without offering his old friend a chair, the banker demanded to know what he wanted. The man who once had such high hopes said, "John, I've made a mess of my life up until now, but I know that it is not too late for me to do some things we used to dream of, if only I can find a way to make a new start." Without waiting for the broken man to continue, the tycoon raged out, "I don't know what you want, and furthermore, I don't care. Whatever it is, the answer is no. I'm a busy man, so please leave." As he started out the door, the pathetic figure turned back and said, "Well, John, we both missed it, didn't we? I missed it one way, and you missed it the other way. But we both missed the mark." One of the most pathetic stories in the Bible is that of the rich young ruler who came to Jesus asking, "What thing shall I do that I may have eternal life?" The implications were clear that the young ruler regarded Jesus as merely a teacher. The young man may have compared Jesus with the great Jewish teachers. They taught about life, but Jesus did not simply teach about life. He is life. If the young man had come to Jesus saying, "Lord, give me eternal life," he would have gone away rejoicing instead of in sorrow. Life begins with Jesus because he is the resurrection and the life. Life is sustained by Jesus, for he is the bread of life. Life is refreshed by Jesus, for he is the water of life. Life is given direction by Jesus, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. Life without Jesus is no life at all. Regardless of the depths to which we may sink or the heights to which we may climb, We have missed life if we neglected Him who is life. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.